challenge the facts, just to say that he doesn't know what the facts are, but whatever the facts may be, he has a deepest sense of compassion for this man who devout Roman Catholic with a wife and six children. You think that's about right?
I don't think it does much good to talk compassion.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just get into kind of a Dean Acheson.
Yeah.
Kind of a back statement.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can't give much of a semblance of being protective or offensive.
Yeah.
I think in Hubert's position ought to be that there's 3 million people in government, and he's not passing final judgment. That's up to the courts to do.
Uh-huh.
Every man's entitled to a fair trial. But on any semblance of evidence, we act on it very promptly.
Uh-huh.
We have, and so on and so forth.
Yes. Well, don't you think it's a good idea on every occasion to call attention to the wife and six children?
Yeah.
Because I think that a lot of people think that the two things are not compatible. It's a good way, it seems to me, of casting doubt on everything very indirectly. I mean, it doesn't really, but a lot of people think it does.
The story's all carried. He's the father of six children.
Yes, sir, they did.
Well, you got his picture on the front page of the Herald Tribune. Revealed White House aide Morrow's charge.
Hmm.
And, Jenkins aide to Johnson arrested tomorrow, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're gonna have a bad little while with it, I think.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
Yes. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid we're gonna have a bad while.
Now, what do you think we ought to say tomorrow?
Have you said anything today?
Yeah, George called him in and gave that statement.
Yeah, about the resignation.
Yeah.
Well, they're all sitting around tonight at the White House talking about the possibility in a few days of a television. And they're trying to block something out. And I was doing 67 other things and didn't participate in that much. But Clark was in that meeting, and Bill Moyers, Bundy, and so on, the whole flock of them. But are you going to be asked anything tomorrow?
Of course. Every minute.
I mean, but will the circumstances be such you're going to have a press conference or
no,
something?
No.
Huh?
Not if I can avoid it.
Yeah.
Dick Berlin, the Hearst here, he suggests this statement. When informed after addressing Cardinal Spellendinner in honor of Smith, the charges made against his sister. That's wrong, because I already employed him. You accept his resignation and hired another man. That'll be sure that the FBI check on Bill Moyers.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I'm told that they have a check on Bill, a recent one.
Yeah, well, just check it and let's look at it.
Yes, sir.
The president's first reaction is expressing deep sympathy to the wife, accused, and his six children as a result of publicity. immediately ordered a complete investigation for full revelation of all the facts. My impression is that Hoover ought to say that in the morning that I had ordered it.
Right.
And you'll tell Nick that tonight.
Yes, sir.
And if he doesn't do it, if Hoover doesn't do it at 8 o'clock in the morning, Nick ought to do it so it makes the morning paper and say it was done as soon as I was notified.
Right.
I think that's important that it be done as soon as I'm notified.
Yeah.
I think what I ought to say to the papers if they ask me anything about it is that he resigned. I immediately accept his resignation. I'm not aware of any security aspects it could have, but I immediately ask the FBI to review them all.
Right.
And you asked Bundy to make a note there. To,
yes, sir.
Pam started too.
I'll get Bundy started.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.